Okay, so we'll be starting in 3 minutes. Today's Tshuva topic is Vayvarich David and Baruch Hashem Li'olam. Super exciting. Super exciting, super exciting. Baruch Hashem Li'olam, which is what we say after the Halukas. And then Vayvarech David. Both powerful, powerful paragraphs. Vayivarech. Right. All right, so we will begin in 1 minute. Tfilah topic is I've raised the Barakan by Bar Sabed. Yaakov and Abraham, in honor of all the medical heroes and in honor of all those on the front lines. One second, I do apologize. Right, so Baruch Hashem Li'olam. Baruch Hashem Li'olam, amen v'amen. Blessed is Hashem forever. Why are we saying that? Unless if you join forever, are we going to live forever? And what if Mashiach comes, we're not going to live forever. So what is the meaning of this particular paragraph? So Shlomo Ravner has a very fascinating thought on this, which is that when we say Baruch Hashem Li'olam, maybe Amen, blessed is Hashem forever, we are also davening that Mashiach should come, that we should be out of these terrible times. Especially now in this current situation, we don't want to settle for having our shoes back. We want Mashiach to come. We want Mashiach to come. We want all of our hardships to end. The dead to come back to life, etc. We want to be able to praise Hashem forever and ever and thank Him for the coming of Mashiach. For those, this is written in past and current tense. It's really a futuristic thing. So that begs the question, shouldn't this have been written in future tense? No, because we need to daven as if Mashiach is at our doorstep. We need to daven and praise Hashem like we already have suitcases ready to go. So that's really the power over that. So we need to be in the mindset of a present mindset, not a futuristic mindset, a present mindset. We want Mashiach to come right away. So the next one, Baruch Hashem Mitzion Shechina B'Shalayim Haluka. Blessed is Hashem from Sion. First of all, what is Sion? Most people identify Sion as the Zionistic movement. So if you look in Yirmiyahu, and say for Yirmiyahu, I don't know exactly where. This is really a whole nother share, what is Sion? So I'm just going to give you the short definitions. In Tehillim, Kuf Gimel Zion Aleph, it says Sion v'Yerushalayim. Why do we mention Sion and Yerushalayim? And the Rambam says on this that Sion is really an expression of our people, our wanting for Mashiach. Yeshaya says that Sion is in Yerushalayim, Kibbutz Yafis Lerod, Farch Yerushalayim, and it refers to the Har HaBayis. Why would Sion refer to the Har HaBayis? Why would Sion refer to the Har HaBayis? Regarding the Har HaBayis, it could be an exception for the Har HaBayis, according to Yeshaya. However, Sion can mean a lot of things. Yirmiyahu uses Sion when he's crying to Hashem, when he's crying to Bnei Yisrael, look at what you're doing, running after Menashev and Chizkiyahu for the Baal, saying that Sion is crying, meaning Bnei Yisrael is crying inside. Our neshamos are crying. So Sion is an expression for our neshama, for our feelings towards Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't necessarily mean the Zionistic movement. In more of a sense means, in more of a sense means that it's something within us. So, Baruch Hashem b'Sion, when we say, think of blessed Hashem from Sion, blessed Hashem from ourselves, who does so much for ourselves. Baruch Hashem avakim elakeso el, send the fire out the badao. Blessed Hashem, the God of Israel, who alone does wonders. When I walk past the bay at sun, during sunset, unfortunately, I'm never up. I need Zachama. I'm barely up for so is my Kriyat Shema. I try to as it gets earlier, the struggle is real. But it looks like a painting. Take a picture of that. It's something people will pay thousands for, and yet I get to walk around the corner and see the sunset, which is a wonderment of Hashem. It looks like something Leonardo da Vinci would paint. Blessed is Hashem forever, and may the earth be filled with His glory. Isn't Hashem in Shemayim? Aren't our deeds, it says in Pirkei Avos, viewed in a book in Shemayim? And I saw numerous answers for that. I'm just going to give two. The Radak says that, you know, the famous Uncle Moshe Shlomo B'Shem Zavir. So the Radak touches on that concept. Although Avinu Shel Shamayim, Hashem is our Father in Heaven, because we need a reference point of where Hashem is, but Hashem put a neshama within us. The Shekhinah is really within us. Wherever we pray, Hashem is there, listening to our prayers. And we want to be able to please Him forever, so therefore, yes. May all the earth be filled with His glory. May Mashiach come. When we go out, come say Nisharim on eagle's wings and greet Him. Hold on, yeah? I'm learning on the phone. David gave a bracha to Hashem in the presence of Bnei Yisrael. It's just going to be a part one. Blessed is Hashem, the entire God of Israel, from this world to the world to come. Why do we need to mention the world to come? It's to show us that there is a world to come. There is a place that if we do the right thing, there's a place that we can go to. There is a place, there's a better place in the Olam HaEmes, but we have to earn it. We're going to stop by Atahu and do that tomorrow with the Charos, or just Atahu. It's really its own paragraph, its own actually. Hashem is the greatness, the strength, the splendor, the triumph, and the glory. Isn't too much praise a bad thing? Doesn't it let it go to a person's head? But at the same time, we're praising God. So I saw an interesting thought by Rav Noach Weinberg, from Ish Torah, says that we need to constantly be praising Hashem and thanking Hashem, because we would not be there without it. We're not going to get into if it's appropriate to have a whole movement called Thank You Hashem. This isn't the place. Call me after. We'll have a 20-minute discussion on why I'm not the biggest fan of it, but that's for a different discussion. But we need to constantly be thanking Hashem ourselves. We need to give ourselves a constant reminder to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, too much praise is not a good thing. But since we don't have a point of reference, we need to really thank Hashem, and that's why the point of reference is Shemayim. Even everything in heaven and earth. Hashem is the kingdom. Everything in heaven and earth is because of Hashem. Hashem created it. He's the master builder. He's the contractor. He's the architect. Wealth and honor come from you, Hashem, and you rule everything. Some people don't need wealth and honor. We need to be happy with our lot. As I said yesterday in the Pirkei Avos learning, today we're doing Parak Beis Mishnah Yod at 6 o'clock, I think I wrote. 6 o'clock or 6:30, just to plug that now. 6 o'clock. But we said last night, we have to be happy with our lot. So too here. Hashem decides who deserves to be wealthy and who not, because sometimes wealth is not a good thing. Wealth is a bad thing. Sometimes once we get wealth, we don't have enough. And it says, "Mahalom v'shein tefartecha." So Hashem, we thank you and praise your amazing name. So to summarize, these two paragraphs are praise of Hashem, but we're also praising Hashem for love of Hashem, out of our gratitude. We'll end, as we always do, with Shalom Aleichem, Sinai, Ahau, Harim, Yain, Yabo, Ezri. It's with me in Adonai, or fish in my Yimba Arad. It came about like Rachab, I got news, oh, Racha. I'm out with Shabbat, so I got a big reach by Laiba. May Shabbat be correct, you smart at Nafshacha. May Shabbat be correct, yeah, Rachab, yeah, Tab, yeah, Rolam. Have a good day.